You're listening to 123. I'm your host, Gertrude Boyd, and this is episode number 4. Let's get to it with today's topic. Old English. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
When you first hear about the ancient language known as Old English, you may not be as surprised as most people. Anglo-Saxon settlers brought it to Britain in the mid-5th century, and it is essentially the first surviving version of English. It is our ancestor of the language we speak today, but it is also the oldest of all languages. Many words look similar, but have changed their meaning over time, and readers of Old English texts should beware of false friends. Some scholars distinguish undocumented periods and early texts from pre-Old English, while others are content to use the name Old English for both these periods and the documented periods. With the exception of limited epigraphic evidence, no literary witness has survived, and Old English is a reconstructed language. If you want a modern language to compare it to, its morphology is closer to the system used in modern Icelandic than to modern English. Old English sounds have survived because they were spoken by the Anglo-Saxons, and therefore their grammar is similar to that of the English we speak today. However, as it was not spoken as English is currently spoken, some of its sounds survive. The following is an excerpt from an Old English poem to illustrate the spelling, morphology and syntax of Old English. The Sailor was written by an unknown Anglo-Saxon poet in 975 AD at the latest. Old English, sometimes called Anglo-Saxon, is the earliest recorded form of the English language. Old English is also called Anglo-Saxon. The language of Angles, Saxons and Jutes, as documented in Old English and Anglo-Saxons, was also called Primitive English. If you go back further, he belongs to the same family of dialects that later gave rise to Old Dutch. This is considered the end of the Old English era, as the English language was strongly influenced by Anglo-Norman influence until it developed into what we know today as Middle English. This last phase of the language led to the development of English as a language and the creation of its modern form. The Old English period was followed by a period of decline, from the 5th century to the 7th century, with the rise of Middle French. The transition from Old English to Middle English is defined by the linguistic changes in grammar, as it lost most of its flexible endings and the word order became the primary means of expression. The transition between Old French and Middle French was also defined linguistically, and grammar changed, with Old English losing its inflection endings to a large extent or completely, and the word order becoming the most important means of expression. And with the rise of the modern form of English as a language and its modern grammar, grammatical intonation is often the main way to distinguish between Old and Middle English and the modern form of English. The inflexible system was reduced from the time Old English was first written down until it separated from its prototype, Germanic ancestors. One of the most important changes in the grammar of Old British English is that it has no silent letters. In fact, all words with a silent letter are pronounced as they were pronounced, and all Old English words are written as they were pronounced. This is indeed the first major change in the pronunciation of Old English since the early Middle Ages. The invading Germanic tribes spoke a similar language, which developed into what we now call Old English in Britain. The English language passed through the Norman conquest, which led to the defeat of England at the Battle of Hastings in 1066. By the end of the 11th century, it had undergone a series of significant changes in its grammar and meaning and was in the process of converting to Middle English. Under the Danelaws, Old Norse and Viking settlers combined Old English and Anglo-Saxons in new and interesting ways. Old English has a morphological system that is very similar to its predecessor, as there was already a precursor of Old English. Modern English, which is the result of a combination of Middle English grammar and Anglo-Saxon vocabulary, has been preserved and has therefore been preserved in it. The first includes the great change that the long vowels of Old English have undergone, and the second includes their long vowel, which has undergone great changes. The front vowel, rounded in the middle, is found in the middle of many words, as evidenced by the fact that it was not originally written but originally used in Old English. It also comes close to Ancient England in the distinction between long and short vowels. The Vikings first made their mark in Britain in 780, but it took another century for Old Norse words to make their way into Old English. Here, too, the great influence of contact with Scandinavian settlers is only evident in Middle English, and the borrowings from early Scandinavian are documented in later Old English. The Viking invasion of England in the late 7th and early 8th centuries BC was the first time that the Viking presence was felt throughout the UK. It was also the second time after the arrival of the Norse in England that Old Indian and Old Norwegian words were introduced into Altenglish. This time, however, they did not lead to a major change in English until the mid-12th and late 13th centuries.
Episode 4 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Gertrude Boyd. Adios.